Bob, ask Ion what time is. Don't know what it is. What is?
Okay, Ion. Brian's asking, what is time, Ion?
Very good. Very good. Time is a capacitor. Time, you could look it up and we could go a great deal of information. Matter of fact, you ought to do a whole thing on that, but we'll do the crib version here. It's a creation that the little man created to keep up with how they're doing. Calculate the set of past and the set of future. It's why they all got tangled up with your scriptures in reverse. It's why Tibet's kind of in the hubble of letting everybody do whatever the hell they want to do because they know better. Well, in that process, what ends up coming down, time becomes a segue place for your next experience. Otherwise, your past, present, and future in your middle kingdom of now would be so voluminous that everything would be just now. And we say that's what it is, okay? But yet you still calculate it from becoming, like Virginia asked the question earlier perfectly. Okay, I got that. That was done then for my now, and it was way cool. So what is the next now that I should engage that would be as delicious as that was that is? Well, when you play with that just a little bit, then what happens is you kind of go, oh, so that's what's used. That's what's used to capacitate or segue your expressions of creation. Now, if you asked your soul this same question, your soul would say, oh, there is no time. There's only realized and unrealized creation. But in your counterpart of what you're calling or describing as time, that's how you use to calculate your realized and unrealized creation. So as far as the stenographer's point of view, or the soul, it's the pecking order. So if you could use time as a pecking order, then you might could be able to embrace it. But how you humans presently use time, it's just a false premise. You're using it to vindicate or validate that you don't have enough of something.
Yeah.
Any time. You're running times up.
Well, the printing press ushered in the world of technological hopes and progress because they thought they didn't have enough. So they thought there was scarcity, so they built a world geared toward abundance. That would be the false premise that the printing press triggered. And that confused the issue of time. And you're saying before the printing press, the way you define time hierarchically, that's the way culture knew it.
Correct.
Well, Ion, let me ask this. You said something about to set a past and to set a future, and that's why Tibet is letting everyone do what they want to do because they know better. Is that what you said?
Yes, they go back to the temple and they retreat to the mountain and just let it be.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get involved. They let it be.
Well, that didn't serve them well. They got overrun.
Oh?
Well, some of them did.
And?
And they died.
And that's not a problem. Oh, they died. Oh, they never died, Carolyn.
And they're creating a fight with China.
You're going to lose this, Carol. Forget it.
Yeah,
forget